You were just talking about a little bit about internal buzz. Can you talk a little bit? What do you think's going on?
Yeah, I mean, one of the things that, you know, one measure, you know, perhaps even someone says slightly biased, but still a measure of a given release is the feel internally amongst the employees at Microsoft in terms of the improvements we've made. So ever since the company meeting where we first demoed it very broadly close to a month ago or so, we've been running an internal beta site, and all the feedback from there has been super positive. I mean, this is one of those things where people feel that the progress we have made on the core relevance side is substantial, and I can see every day I get these mails about how they're switching, because we know we have, you know, folks inside of the company, you know, who use other search engines and have been waiting for us to get to a point where we are competitive on some of these measures like the core relevancy. They use us as well for other places where we are already ahead, like maps and image search and what have you. But this has been one of those places where we have now got enough differentiation with things like video and image and maps and the verticals in shopping and commerce, but in combination with the quantum sort of improvement when it comes to core relevance is what's got the confidence you know, of the internal user base, and that's sort of the buzz we hear. And so that's kind of the phase we're in, and we hope to sort of translate what we hear internally with the 70 million users who use Live Search. So when these updates all go live, we think that 70 million user base, you know, gets to play with it. And I'm hopeful that some of what we saw internally is a precursor to that.
Right. So we've talked about some numbers today that that some 70 million people are using Live Search at least some point, but then we have like 11% of share, which is meaning that people are willing and are using your, looking at your search, but then obviously they're not staying.
That's correct.
At that point. I guess it's kind of a little bit of a chicken and an egg. If it's not relevant, it doesn't matter what it looks like, but if it is relevant and it doesn't look very good, then that's a problem too.
That's right. I mean, one of the things is, you know, there are certain, definitely you can come at it and say, let's be the best image search. That's what we did with image search. We are the best image search. We have great relevancy. We have great selection, and a lot of users will use us exclusively for image, even if they don't use us for web. Same thing with our 3D and maps. We have some of the best sort of 3D visualizations out there. We have more cities that have, you know, built with 3D models, our maps with some things like the high quality of the maps, with the things like hill shading and so on. Again, it's another place where users will use us exclusively for that. But what we're looking forward to in this release is, you know, in combination with what they use us exclusively for places where we're differentiated, is even to use us for, as a general web search engine where our relevance has improved significantly. And we can, as I, you know, sort of basically said, is that we are as good as Google and better than Yahoo when it comes to core web relevance. And we believe that with that, we will be able to get a lot more of those 70 million users to do more of their searches with us versus having to go to an alternative search engine.
Right. And you talked a little bit today, too, about going after the people that at some point you already have, the Hotmail users, yep, the Messenger users, the MSN users. If you go after those people, are others going to follow? And is that the right way to go, I think?
Yeah, I mean, I think that if you sort of really look at it, I mean, if the question, you know, sort of is posed as, what's the best way to get these improvements out in front of the broadest audience that we could get? The first obvious one is obviously the 70 million who are using it. They'll start using the new service, and if they like it, which we think they will, because after all, we built this all based on the feedback of the 70 million users and their dissatisfaction with sort of issues which we've now worked on. Then the next level up from that would be to be able to sort of say, where are these 70 million users coming from? They're coming from the MSN network. And so therefore, let's go to that 500 million user base that uses MSN network on a monthly basis and get more of them to start using Live. So we have, you know, good distribution of Live across Windows Live as well as on MSN. So therefore, we want to be able to go get more of those users to give us a try as well. So those would be the two sort of first levels where we will go get our product out in front of them and, you know, earn their loyalty.
I had asked a question in the question and answer period about about some issues with branding, going from MSN to Windows Live to now Live Search. Are you comfortable with where you're at now, and are we going to see good, solid, this is Live Search from here on out?
Yeah, I mean, I think overall where we are is we have MSN, which is the predominant brand, where we people come as a destination site. In this case, it's a portal which carries the search service as well, more so than people typing in www.live.com. So that's kind of the state we're in. We believe that our first thing we got to do is the 70 million users and the 500 million users who are all coming to MSN with a better search experience, which is basically the Live Search experience. So we feel very good about sort of the Live brand, the Live Search experience, powering MSN. So you will see us. I mean, if the question was, hey, are we going to promote more of live.com as a destination site? I think that it's probably more practical for us to be able to get focused on engaging that MSN user with a great search product. It's kind of like if we were an independent company called live.com and we got a distribution deal with MSN, like Google did with Yahoo, and did a good job of that. That's perhaps the place where we can, in fact, build the best brand for live and what have you. So that's kind of how we'll go about it.
Right. There was a point at which there was a lot of questions when live.com first came out as, is this going to be a replacement for MSN.com?
Yeah.
And I think that, I mean, we're all aware that some mistakes were made or just an infancy was happening. That so now it's concentrate on the MSN users and provide a good experience if you come to live.
Yeah, and then the approach I like to think about, and this is something that Steve Berkowitz talks about, is that, you know, we should not sort of think about each one of this replacing the other, because MSN's got a particular audience and a particular character. There is editorial content in there, it's a portal, and there is definitely a huge role search can play inside of a portal as a navigation element. We can program content as search, we give lots of examples of that. So we're doing a bunch of experiments, like popular searches on MSN is content which is generated from search, and that increases engagement. So we will definitely evolve, think of it as the portal product, i.e. MSN, will keep being getting more and more competitive as a content portal with search integrated. We will continue to build live.com as the search brand and the search destination site. But at the same time, we don't want to be confused about the simple fact that the 70 million users who use our search engine are not coming to live.com, but they're coming to MSN. And making sure that we are being as pragmatic about that and being able to service them very well will mean the next time they want to just do a search, they'll show up at live.com.
I should remember who said this, but they said that just this week that they they felt that if you had talked to them a number of years ago and said what's going to power search and what's going to power the way we use the web is as an advertising medium as a way to sell stuff. Can you talk a little bit about the difference between search as a good user experience that's helpful to people and search as a way for Microsoft and Google and everyone else to make a lot of money?
I mean, I think the only reason why search has become a great advertising medium is because search is first and foremost a useful tool slash service for the consumer. Because I think before we can get to a place where you know, money can be made using it as an advertising medium, users have to find enough value in what the tool, you know, fundamentally does. So I think that's why I think search is where it is. It's sort of one of the fastest growing categories. And also it's in its infancy in the sense of, you know, being able to sort of take any question, any query, and provide answers to it. In some sense, you could even say it's sort of the ultimate, you know, problem for computer science. And so that's kind of where some of the best brains are going to work on it. Some of the best competitors are sort of getting focused on it, including ourselves. And so therefore, I think there will be a lot of innovation on it. But it's all centered. None of us think about it and say primarily, you know, even having, you know, an engineering team that does advertising and search, we clearly want to do a lot of innovation on advertising, but we know that a lot of the innovation on the advertising only makes sense once you have users using your search engine. And you have to start with, what does that mean? You know, what are the customers really looking for? When they type in a query, what do they expect? So that's kind of how I look at that. So it's not a free ticket for anybody to just go make money. You have to be able to invest way ahead of the money being made to really provide, you know, the capability to be able to get all the documents on the web and organize them and serve them up in an index and respond to sort of any query that a user may have.
Very cool. So you've been doing this for 6 months?
Yep.
The best is yet to come. Where are you?
So I definitely have been only doing it for 6 months, but the team, as you know, has been, the search team has been working on the search category for the last 4 years. I would say this release clearly marks perhaps the best release for us when it comes to end user features. You know, even when we did a couple of versions, like even the September 2006, we did a lot of great work. A lot of it was even infrastructure work that, in fact, enabled us in the last year to make a bunch of progress on relevance. But a lot of that was below the waterline. This time it is above the waterline. People will see it. So therefore, I think that from that perspective, this is an exciting time for us to get all the innovation out. We're definitely in this space for the long term. We will measure each month how are we doing in terms of, you know, where are we in terms of search share, how are we in terms of engagement. Every 6 months or so, you will see us continue to do major updates. And also on a monthly basis, we'll go to work on things like performance and relevance improvements and minor features. So, you know, we definitely think that this is one of those marker events for us in terms of, you know, having a depth and breadth of features, both in the core and in the verticals, where we think we'll be that much more competitive.
What's the one thing that needs the most work right now?
The thing that I would say that needs the most work for us would be to make sure that we can stay in this race. We know we've made huge progress. We also made some claims about that huge progress today, and I fully expect that there will be competitive responses. And therefore, we need to be prepared to be able to stay on that arms race, if you can call it that. And so one of the things that we want to make sure we do is that, you know, one, we invest ahead in terms of our infrastructure. We make sure that our investments in terms of the engineering resources working on some of these core problems are staying as focused and to be able to anticipate those moves and stay on the relevance game. And then while at the same time creating these differentiations in video search or image search or 3D or local or entertainment and what have you.
Very good. Satya, it's been an interesting day. Thanks for talking to us.
Thanks for coming over.